Total, que todo el tiempo que estuve trabajando en Arrayán, que fueron cuatro años.
So, all these 4 years that I have been working in Arrayán, I was repaying Kurt Engels. In fact, I was working for Kurt Engels, and they were giving me a small part of my salary. The interesting thing in this case is that they never informed me. They said they sent letters, but they didn't find me. That's clear, the letters arrive here, but I was on my work. But when it was about their interests, they found me so soon. I counseled a lawyer. I heard that Kurt Engels had complained against me. My lawyer told me he couldn't do much for me. When the trial finished, they told me I was their debtor. The main sum that I owe was 6,835 euros. The costs, 2,595 euros. Yes, I lost the trial. That was the court cost. The attorney cost, 1,385 euros. The defense lawyer, 993 euros. The profits, 5,737 euros. Total debt, 15,169 euros. During the time that they confiscated my properties, I paid 9,222 euros, so I owe them 15,169 euros. That's not all. This sum was until 2013 when I went to trial. I don't know how much I owe from 2013 to 2014, but surely it's increasing. And when I die, my children will have to prepare a script on which is written. We relinquish Mrs. Concha Goyana's legacy, because if they don't do so, they will inherit my debts.
Whatever Concha had established in her life was robbed from her. Her house, her company, her salary, and even her job as a professional actress. Like many other people, she was the big company's victim.
Well, all these beautiful plants that I farmed, this cirrus, the cassia, I paid this house for 10 years, and now it may be for a banker's son.
My name is Nieves. From early 1994 until now, I've been paying off a mortgage and installments have increased more and more. We had to refinance or renew it 3 times. In 2005, I divorced my husband. It was a very difficult situation. I went to the bank manager whom I had known for a long time and I told him my problem. I told him I myself wanted to accept the responsibility of the mortgage. I trusted him a lot. He told me that we had to cancel the old mortgage first and then request for a new one. The expenses were this: the mortgage cancelling 2,066 euros, the commission for cancelling the mortgage 328 euros, the request for new mortgage 110,000 euros, the commission for new mortgage 1,265 euros, provision of funds 6,507 euros, administrative costs 2,800 euros. He told me he couldn't insert all these expenses in one loan, so I had to request for a personal loan and find a guarantor. My father and mother guaranteed me. The cost of personal loan request 7,000 euros. Total cost is 222 euros. The next day he told me that they made a mistake and that they need 11,000 euros instead of 7,000. So we had to cancel a personal loan of 7,000 euros and open a new account of 11,000 euros. The cost of cancelling the 7,000 euros was 218 euros, plus the cost of 11,000 euros loan. The total cost was 335 euros. These costs accumulated day by day and changed into a big mountain, just for an apartment which was losing price day by day.
Because of the false price of housing in Spain, Nyvest Bank succeeded in increasing the price incredibly, about 200,000 euros for an apartment which doesn't cost more than 60,000 euros.
En enero me detectaron una enfermedad.
In January, I fell sick and had to do a complicated surgical operation. I told him the story and I asked for help. He told me, calm down, it will rest some money for you. I'll handle the loan and guarantee problem.
The former loan, which was 110,000 euros, changed to 130,000 euros. The total administrative cost, 10.318.87 euros. I trusted him. I even was thankful at the beginning that he could handle me this loan. Yes, thankful. They never called me, even when I sent a letter to their civil service. They said I had signed everything, and everything is legal. You trust such people, and then you find out that they damage you. I pay 558 euros installment monthly, and when I become 80 years old, it will rest 34. I have been paying installments since 1994 until now, and that's for one apartment.
34 años. Y llevo pagando desde 1994 el mismo piso.
For half a house, they pay to Nieves' former husband a compensation which is more than the actual price of the apartment. Despite all these difficulties, Nieves, who has two children, is going on energetically and assiduously.
My name is Isidoro Garcia. I'm 68 years old. I'm one of the victims of bank swindlers. My financial advisor called me and said he had a good offer for me. A five-year term deposit at 7% profit per annum, for which they also paid 4% out of profits from the fifth year for those who want to proceed. It was one of the most preferred funds in Spain. By the way, they were very sociable, and we were drawn to them. We trusted them a lot. We were even friends with several amongst them. One day I heard from an economist who was speaking on the radio. He said that those who had bought preferred stocks in this fund might lose their entire investment. I hastily grabbed my files and took them straight to the fund and asked, what happened? I heard something on the radio. They told me, your account is blocked. I said, what? But you said there would be no problem and that you would handle it.
Isidoro has known us for a long time. He was one of our clients. Fortunately, we succeeded to help him win the trial. Bankia has appealed for more time in which to repay. So far, he hasn't taken any of his money back, and the court hasn't issued a final verdict.
I'm not a dealer, and I don't have other income sources. I worked for 40 years, and I have saved 100,000 euros. That was everything I had. Since the day I signed that contract, till now, it's been 5 years that they've kept my money.
It's been many years that Isidoro has established a campaign against Bankia, and it's still working.
I will never give up fighting until the end. I have declared my opposition, I write letters, and I go on radio and TV programs to tell of my experience. There are some people who ask me for advice, because there are people who can't read or write, and so they can't read the fine print. This is a dogfight. I will never give up. Not only did they betray us, they lied to us, and they deceived us, but also they committed a crime. There's an article called Customer Categorization. What does it mean? It's a law, which provides maximum protection to minor investors, such as myself and my colleagues in these types of situations. What should the Bankia advisor have told me once he had complete information about this contract? He should have said, Isidoro, I am not able to sell you this product because you are one of the customers who are under maximum protection law. You are not an economist and you do not know about the stock market. You're not a professional and I can't sell you this product.
Tú no eres una persona que esté jugando en bolsa. Tú no eres un profesional. Yo no puedo venderte esto.
No podemos hablar.
Briefly, we can't call this swindling because it's about a legal product, even though it's a product which is commercialized in the wrong way. Still, people feel being deceived. They feel deceived by those whom they trusted, those who worked in institutions. And some victims have known the advisors for years.
Algunos durante décadas.
What should the judicial authorities do? Have they not yet recognized that it's their fault and that they must interfere to help solve this problem? To order the fund to give the people their money back? To tell the people to go home and they will return their money within a period of a year or a year and a half? And those who are negligent in their duties must be imprisoned. And that is justice. If they do that, I'll believe in the system.
There was a heavy fight launched against the perpetrators of the preferred participation scheme in favor of stock buyers and against the banks. Prominent examples are CAGA Madrid, Bankia, and Novagixa Galicia. Altogether, there were about a million victims in Spain.
In 3 minutes, I lost all the money I had saved over the last 40 years. What should I do now? If I were 20 years old, I might have been compensated, but I can't do anything now.
Less than 100 people protest in the center of Madrid, while those who have been taken to the cleaners are in their hundreds of thousands.
Pero si todos hubiésemos ido al unísono, esto ya estaba arreglado.
Bueno, es lo que te contamos. Llevamos 2 años luchando, toda gente mayor, como verás. Llevamos luchando, pues, con frío, con lluvia, con nieve, con todo, y esto va muy despacio.
Manifestaciones los lunes, los martes, los miércoles. O sea, no tenemos vida propia ya. Estamos completamente en la calle.
Con la confianza que teníamos en Caja Madrid de toda la vida, pues lo acepté.
Bastante dinero, porque vendimos una casa y
20.000 euros me estás dando a mí.
60.000 euros.
100.000 euros. Un plan de pensiones de mi marido de toda la vida.
Algo más de 100.000, algo más de 300 todavía.
Me está quitando la vida, poco a poco.
Y la salud también me la han robado, claro, y eso está castigado.
Que quede en su conciencia la muerte de estos preferentistas, que era gente mayor.
No one talks about this. No journalists, no media. There are people who died because of this. You don't believe me? No? Then go to the demonstrations and see the protests. Visit some of them who have grown sick because of this. No one is investigating this issue. It's a taboo.
When the demonstrations end, Isidoro is still alone. How long should he wait until he can get back his money? What will happen to those who fell victim like him?